Texte numéro 28. Discarded toys produce more electronic waste than vapes. Toys are a much bigger contributor to electronic waste than vapes, according to an analysis by the United Nations. To mark International E-Waste Day on 14th of October, the Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment, WEE Forum, collaborated with the UN Institute for Training and Research to quantify how much electronic waste the world disposes of, without realising it has the potential to be recycled. In all, 9 billion kilograms of invisible e-waste is thrown away every year, worth nearly $10 billion, according to the analysis. Around one-third of this waste comes from children's toys containing hidden electronics, some 3.2 billion kilograms. Toys contribute 77 times more to the world's invisible e-waste than vapes, which account for 42 million kilograms each year. The UN estimates that 844 million vapes are thrown away every year. Electronic waste is our fastest growing waste stream, says Oliver Franklin Wallace, the author of Wasteland, a book on waste disposal. It's also by far our most valuable waste stream when it comes to household waste. However, very few people seem to realise that many common items they dispose of contain e-waste. Highlighting that was the purpose of the research, says Magdalena Czaratanowicz at the WEE Forum. We're trying to make people understand that the items they may not suspect are electronics usually do contain a lot of precious metals, like copper and rare earth elements, she says. Globally, just 17% of e-waste is collected and recycled, although the figure is far higher in some areas. Across the European Union, around 55% of this waste is officially collected and reported. People recognise that vapes are e-waste because of the very obvious battery that powers them, says Louise Grantham at RAPIC, a UK-based WEE compliance scheme. Getting that association with toys, I suspect, is probably more difficult because it might be a big toy powered by a small battery. That is supported by research from Switzerland, says Czaratanowicz, which found that if the primary function of a device wasn't electronic, people using it didn't consider it to be electronic. Franklin Wallace says that overlooking the contribution toys make towards e-waste is a risk. Anyone with small children knows just how much of this stuff is in every household now, he says, calling it a tremendously rich source for waste processors and the wider economy. The collection of electronic waste is relatively poor, he says. I think there's still a job yet to be done in informing the public on the value of the materials, how to dispose of them and recycle them safely. Adapted from New Scientist, October 2023.